The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, Bill Kugel, Vice President of Investments at Mahoney Asset Management. He gives the market evening report. You probably hear him on Andy Bale's show, right here on WHUD. And Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody.
So again, this I'm sure it sounds very familiar. He's got this Southern accent. And Andy, you come on what, around 6:10 every day on the way back home from work?
Yeah, it's definitely during the drive time.
Definitely drive time. So, okay, look, the market report, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a lot of news buzzing around each day. How do you determine and decide, you know, what should go into the market report for the Hudson Valley listeners?
Well, basically, I try to focus on what the major averages have done for the day. Then I break it down a little deeper to what the Hudson Valley Index had done. And then we try to highlight the leading gainers and the leading losers on the index. I cover what oil has done for the day, because that's all important to all of us who drive. And since I'm talking to drive time people, obviously the price of gas is very important. And over the last few months, I've even started to cover Bitcoin, since that's become a little more popular.
Yeah, it's all the rage these days. So tell us a little bit about the Hudson Valley Index. Again, a lot of times in your report, you're talking about the Hudson Valley Index. Just for our listeners, what is the Hudson Valley Index?
Basically, what we did is we created the index for WHUD initially. It is the top 21, you know, employers in the Hudson Valley. It's from companies as diverse as IBM and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals on the big side, you know, MasterCard. Then all the way down to the smaller companies like Acorda Therapeutics, Imagine Corporation, which is an OLED manufacturer. OLED is the technology that makes the screens on most of our cell phones now. And we cover the whole gamut of smaller companies in the Hudson Valley to try and give the listeners a little bit of a more detailed look at how companies that are centered in our area are doing.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I sometimes see the market, let's say, measured by the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, actually does really well, let's say, on a given day versus the Hudson Valley Index. And some days, you know, really tough day in the market for the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, and somehow the Hudson Valley Index squeaks out a gain. Have you noticed some of these correlations at times?
Yeah, definitely. And one of the reasons for that is the index is a market cap weighted index. So, and what I mean by that is the larger companies that have the larger market caps, their moves have more of an impact on the overall performance of the index. So on a day that the market would be down, if a company like Regeneron Pharmaceuticals had positive news on a drug development and it went up a larger percentage, that would carry that index higher, even though the overall broader market was down.
Yeah, it's interesting, especially see days where the national averages have a tough day and somehow here comes the Hudson Valley Index at the finish line with a gain. You're like, wow, that's great. Hey, so Bill Kugel has 39 years of business, in the business for 39 years. And I'm sure there's a lot of lessons about investing you've learned over the years. And our focus, of course, is retirement. So what are the strategies you think for retirees? Are you getting close to retirement or in retirement or just retired? You know, what are some of the strategies you would suggest?
Well, the main thing is, you know, people that are approaching retirement need to understand that they should transition their investing philosophy to match the realities of their retirement. So what I mean by that, if somebody has a pension, obviously Social Security is still around for how much longer, none of us really knows. But, you know, if you've got a 401k or 403b or 457 that you've had allocated more aggressively towards growth, as you approach retirement, you need to assess the big picture, which is what we do through our GPS projection, And then that helps us help you determine what allocation model you should be in going forward to retirement and through retirement. So it really depends on the overall structure of your retirement, how sound the structure is, that determines your allocation model.
Yeah, I mean, look, some bear markets, I hear people saying, oh, I'm not working out 2 or 3 years, and you're mentioning kind of so many words. When you're getting close to retirement, it's trying to make things more conservative, right, more predictable.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've always, you know, thought throughout my career is everybody wants to retire. Well, not everybody, but a great many people want to retire as soon as realistically possible. Sometimes the lifestyle may need to be adjusted to retire early. And even if somebody doesn't want to change their lifestyle dramatically to retire, you know, I've always been of the belief that if you have to work 2 or 3 more years to make sure you can sustain the lifestyle you want, that's better than retiring early and not being able to sustain that lifestyle. That's how somebody gets a job, you know, driving a bus in retirement. So it's better to retire once and retire well is how I look at it.
And we've seen also people do many retirements. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS of your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic is Bill Kugel's topic, Vice President of Investments at Mahoney Asset Management. Of course, he gives the market report in the evening on the Andy Bell Show, going through some lessons he's learned. Now, what are some of the biggest mistakes you think investors make in this market, about retirement, just in general? What are the biggest mistakes you have seen in your 39-year career?
Probably the biggest mistake would be to bring emotions into your investing. You know, we've all seen a dramatic roller coaster ride in the market for the last 12 to 18 months. You can't react to, you know, events that occur where the market drops down and just trade out of pure emotion. Sometimes the best thing to do is to do nothing. And that sometimes is the hardest thing to do for people, is to do nothing. You see your values dropping with the market. But one thing that's always held constant in my career, and I lived through the crash in 87, I lived through 2000, 2008, and all the little craziness that happens in between, the markets do always come back. And sometimes trading out of emotion, you can pull out near the bottom of a cycle. And the next thing you know, you want to get back in and you've already missed, you know, 3%, 5%, 8%, 10% moves back up, you know, because you reacted out of emotion. Sometimes it's better to, even though it's more uncomfortable, sometimes it's better to sit and watch things materialize than to try and trade the swings.
Right. That's good advice. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, Bill Kugel, Vice President, Investments here at Mahoney Asset Management, and gives a market report, of course, every Monday through Friday on the Andy Bell Show. And today's topic will go through his depth of knowledge of 39 years. But before you do that, we just heard our friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, the first 20 callers will get that book for free. Look, early bird gets the worm. Why not? Here you go. 845-371-0101. And it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. It's all right there in that book. For the first 20 callers, I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. 0101. It sells in Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But now, since you're tuning in to GPS Your Finances, and Mike Bennett just said how much he liked the book, here you go, 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Well, Shine On. So the Health and Happiness Show coming up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday through Friday morning. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. Now it's 6:15 or so. We have Bill Kugel here. He's on the Andy Bales Show. He'll give you the national business news. He'll break down what the indexes did or what they didn't do, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, and the local Hudson Valley business news. And, of course, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. All our information, including my TV appearance this past week, radio show archives, articles, education, GPSs, everything is household at MahoneyGPS.com. We invite you to join a growing newsletter list. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Again, if you join a newsletter list, we don't inundate you with 3, 4, 5, 6 emails a day. It's not annoying. Once a week, on Tuesday evening, we'll send you out that email. So you can sign up right there, MahoneyGPS.com. And we're fortunate to have Bill Kugel as our topic today. He's the Vice President of Investments at Mahoney Asset Management, 39 years and counting. He, of course, gives a market report on the Andy Bales Show on WHUD. So what's really interesting about today's show, this is not rehearsed. The questions I'm asking Bill here today, I didn't tell him ahead of time. I always want to throw it out there. And you can tell by this question that he didn't have that question ahead of time. Ready, Bill Kugel?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So you're 39 years in the business. The quick math is you started in 1984. Kind of interesting. George Orwell, 1984. So what was the Dow Jones Industrial Average when you started approximately back in 1984?
I believe it was around 800 or 900.
Imagine that, 800 or 900. It's gone up a little bit since then, right? It's been kind of bumpy ride since then. I mean, you were there for the stock market crash, as you mentioned, 1987, October 19th. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that was like that day and some things you remember? So kind of like the day, like where were you that day?
Well, actually, for me, it was very, very weird. I was running a training class for the brokerage firm that I was working for. And there were approximately 300 brand newly registered brokers in the class. And when the markets open, we're all standing around watching the markets just fall completely out of bed. Some of the girls in the class were crying and guys were scared to death and shaking. They were thinking that their careers were over before it even started. Wow. And I reminded everybody that what goes up comes down and what goes down comes up. So it was a very interesting time for me watching new brokers absolutely panic.
Yeah, so interesting that you're kind of training them and so forth, and they thought the career was over. And by the way, as it turns out, that crash went down like 19% in one day. By the end of the year, the market was higher, so go figure. So I guess that elastic band you're kind of talking about, what goes down comes up. I call it bungee jump sometimes. Bungee goes down, comes back. So what? Also, again, going back in time, 2008, financial crisis, all this craziness happens. What are some reflections or what are some lessons you learned during that time period?
Well, that was a little bit different. 2008 was more of a fundamental crash in the market. That one was painful for a lot of people. A lot of people lost a lot of money. One of the biggest lessons that I learned, from that is, once you see a drop like that, you can't, again, like I said earlier, panic and trade out of emotion. People that pulled the trigger and got out in 2008 after it had already happened, that wasn't a wise thing to do. The market started recovering within a few months from that. And within a couple of years, it had pretty much recovered everything back.
It seems like most investors, again, we were told by moms and dads, buy low, sell high. That kind of what you're saying here kind of feels like investors were buying high, market setting record 2006, 2007, and then selling into 2008. So really, most investors actually during that period of time actually bought high and sold low.
Yeah, it's easy emotionally to be decision-making, to do purchasing when everybody else is purchasing. When in reality, when everybody is buying, that's not necessarily the time you need to be buying. It might be the time you need to be looking at lightening up some, you know. So human nature, you know, you want to react, you know, with the crowd. And a lot of times that's not the wisest thing to do with the market.
Now, again, you said you started in business in 1984. You were there for the 1987 stock market crash. But how do you reconcile, hey, long-term, you started a business, you said the Dow was probably 800 or 900 from your recollection. Yeah, we had these big big hits, you know, to the downside. How does one kind of navigate that to kind of stay long-term invested from, you know, 1984, let's say, all the way on, but also try to protect our capital in these crazy headlines that we're dealing with?
Well, you know, there's a lot of products out there. You know, there are products out there that help you protect your principal. There are products out there that guarantee you a certain amount of growth. You know, the main thing to do when you're younger, you know, you obviously take more risk because your time horizon for when you're going to need that money for retirement is a long horizon. So you can afford to withhold, you know, or withstand, you know, some of the craziness that we see in the markets. As you get older, like I said earlier, you need to start transitioning more to either a preservation mode of investing, or if you don't have a pension, maybe a distribution mode of investing, you know, that helps you provide for yourself, you know, in retirement. That takes a more conservative approach when you do that. So the main thing is to just make sure you match your investing to what stage you are in life. And you try to grow your money with the minimum amount of risk possible.
That's great advice. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, Bill Kugel, Vice President of Investments in Mahoney Asset Management. Of course, he gives a market report every evening from Monday through Friday on the Andy Bales Show. But right before we go into today's topic, you heard Mike Bennett offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. He likes that book, and we want to get into your hands. Come on, you've been listening to all these weeks, all these years. Here's your chance. The early bird gets the worm. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free. Here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Now, Not Your Father's Retirement. I'm probably not going to have my father's retirement. He had an annuity. He had a pension, healthcare, dental, vision, he had it all. But the chapters, each one of them kind of build on each other, how we could best recreate our dad's retirement, mom's retirement, grandma, grandpa, and so forth. So you can give this book right now. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. Thank you, Randy Turner, your engineer extraordinaire that make this possible. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. Right here. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday, I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, on WHD, Hudson Valley traffic, we give you all the navigate around and what's happening with the weather and traffic. But 8:25, Monday through Friday, I give the Hudson Valley market report. And then on your way home, we got you covered there too. Andy Bales Show, that's Bill Kugel, who's with us today, who's the Vice President of Investments, Mahoney Asset Management. He'll tell you what the national business news is, what's going on there, what the indexes did or didn't do. That's the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, as compared to our local index, the Hudson Valley Index. All the information, GPS. Why are we talking about GPS? We're trying to help navigate so many things that are out there. so much financial jargon. We try and make it for you to cut through it and to take action. So it's a GPS. MahoneyGPS.com is our website, which will feature last week's appearance on TV, radio, everything we do, education and so forth. It's all right there, consolidated on MahoneyGPS.com. So right before the break, we're speaking to Bill Kugel, and he has some good advice that, you know, when you get closer to retirement, you want to be stingy. You're going to go from your accumulation years, growth years, to probably more distribution years. So I thought it was kind of interesting. Mutual funds, you know, it's been a great way to go, professionally managed, diversified, in some cases, lower fees and so forth. Yet sometimes it feels, Bill, that they're really kind of stuck in a mold. Like, for instance, stock funds, most of them have 95% invested into stocks, which of course are a stock fund. But that means even if you have rising inflation, even if you were to have rising interest rates, they're still stuck by prospectus at 95%, you know, invested at all times. And comes along really more popular the last year or two that maybe buy and hold, or sometimes people like to call it buy and hold, and tactical approach. A tactical meaning this mutual fund or a mutual fund can go stocks, bonds, cash, be more like a chameleon in the market, kind of change with what's happening. So what are your thoughts about tactical? And are you seeing this become more and more popular than the traditional funds of being 95% invested in stocks at all times?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, over the last few years, like you've said, tactical investing has become more and more popular. It's not something that you would try to do on an individual basis. You know, it's more for certain funds out there that have the ability to move, like you said, from stocks, bonds to cash. There are times when it is absolutely appropriate to be out of the market. There are times where it's absolutely appropriate to be fully invested. You know, that's what tactical investing is. Key there is finding a vehicle that will allow you to do tactical investing on a broad basis. It would be impossible to pick certain sectors to be in and out of, you know, at one time, you know, what sector you need to be in, what sector you need to be out. You know, that would be so time consuming to try and manage, it would almost be impossible to hit the signals properly. But if you find a good tactical money manager that can help you navigate that, we've seen the returns in the last couple of years, you know, that absolutely beat the major averages and even major mutual funds, because they do not have to be invested the entire time.
And what really seems, Bill, that it's kind of, you know, so many things have changed, right? I mean, technology changed, globalization. I mean, we wake up every morning to change, you know, change our clothes, but change everything, the world news, 24-hour news cycle. Yet somehow these mutual funds still kind of like 1978, 1984, will be invested, 95% invested at all times. And it feels like you handcuff those money managers who see, let's say, rising inflation or rising interest rates. They love to, let's say, put half in cash and keep half in stocks. They're not able to do that. I mean, right? I mean, how do you explain that? They're not able to change course if they wanted to.
Well, unfortunately, they are vehicles, you know, that are designed for the masses. You know, they have a pool of money by charter, by prospectus, you know, in the formation of the investment. They agree that they have to remain fully invested or 95% invested, you know, at all times. And, you know, the market's dropping. They would love to be able to go to cash, but by their charter, they can't do that. So they try and allocate in the least painful way for that market condition. And obviously, if the market is dropping and they go to bonds or they go to utility stocks or whatever it is they do, you know, it's not as good as being in cash and treasuries. So, you know, unfortunately, it's the way the mutual fund industry was designed, and it has definitely not, you know, evolved into the tactical method of investing that a lot of other people are looking to do.
Right. Well, listen, we thank you for your insights, Bill Kugel. We'll hear you what time every weekday? What time we hear you on the Andy Bell Show?
It runs approximately 6:20, 6:30.
Yeah. Okay. I said 6:30. So again, thank you, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, and until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.